we've discovered something that other people are just discovering. You see it in England now. I've been here for about a week with this festival, as I was telling you. And,
yeah.
And people are very interested in this because they can see the trends. They see that the children are getting fatter. They're getting more tense and more driven. But you see, the problem is that if we eat too much beyond our physiological capacity, then as soon as we get to a certain weight, a large percentage of us begin to develop diabetes. And once you start getting diabetes, then you get into real trouble because the body is not designed to walk around with high levels of blood sugar. Again, come back to this scarcity thing. We have lots of systems in our bodies that help us when times are tough. So if your blood pressure falls, you'd fall over sideways. So your brain had enough blood, yes. If your blood sugar drops, you also faint because the body has a system which will enable you to keep things going under difficult times. Blood loss, for example, was the reason why most people's blood pressure dropped years ago.
Right.
Now, on the other end of the scale, most people are having trouble with high blood pressure because we're constantly stressing ourselves, and I can talk a bit about that if you like, but the fact is that there are no systems to tell you you've got high blood pressure. No bells start ringing or anything like that. You can walk around with blood pressure that's higher than it should be for quite a long time. You can walk around.
But I've got to ask you this, though,
because
we were talking about children, why are so many young children committing such heinous crimes of murder, of shootings? We had another episode in this country again, Peter, where a youngster kills some of his friends and family members, shoots them. It's not an isolated episode. They're happening all the time. How come?
Right. Well, you know, I can only speculate, but my sense is that there's a loss of meaning for young people now. I mean, I would tie it back to the whole issue of the affluence that we're experiencing. Meaning in life doesn't come from the new set of genes. You know, it comes from, and I spell that with J-E-A-N-S, of course, it comes from the sense that one has a future and that one is valued by other people. And if you turn childhood into a sort of pseudo-professionalized competition, rushing them from one place to another to compete in sports, and at the same time turn them into little commercial enterprises, a huge amount of effort is now focused on young folks to get them to enter into the commercial markets, of course, because we can't blame the merchant for that. He's realized that this is a very good way in which to sell a lot of stuff. But the interesting thing is, of course, the brain in an adolescent or a young child is very immature. The frontal lobes have not yet, in fact, been pruned, as we call it in the business, to the point where they are socially balanced. And that whole thing goes on with the experience that people have. So if you put a young person in a situation where they have enormous pleasurable input, but at the same time you give them no sense of meaning, you'll have some few people, no sense of greater meaning, I mean, you'll have some people who will fall off the cart. And those are the people who probably get very depressed, get very suicidal or homicidal or both. And these are the people who, with guns easily available, they'll walk into the local high school, blow away their friends who've ostracized them. Very often these kids are sort of, everybody says, oh, he was such a quiet boy. But in fact, they sit on the edge of the social group. You know, they're the ones who are not the popular ones, usually. And they feel terribly alienated, I think. And so this leads to a tragedy because they have within their might a gun or something that they can get hold of, but its root cause, I think, is tied back to this loss of meaning. I mean, when you spent most of your time, I'm not a Luddite. I don't look to going back to where we were. I just think we have to be smarter about where we're going. But if you look back to when the economic center was the center of the community, when your father spent the morning, roping up the oxen to do the day's plowing. There was plenty of meaning in life because you couldn't get away from it. I think that I'm not saying that oxen and daily ploughing are what we need, although some of my more sardonic friends have suggested that the best solution for adolescents is to have everybody go to the Amish for a year. And it's a very, very important social problem, and we've lost sense of what the market society really is. A market society is what it should be embedded in a civil society, and a civil society is where the individual has an opportunity to see themselves into the future in relation to the things that they and their social family context sees as meaningful. So
in
I
your,
think it's
in
all
your
tied
opinion,
together.
In your opinion, this kid who goes into a school and shoots everyone up and sprays the place with gunfire, if there was one kid in the school who really befriended him, who was his pal, who was a good kid and obviously didn't do anything bad, but just tried to be a good guy to that one kid, if that kid goes into a room and he starts spraying everybody with gunfire, if he spotted that one kid, do you think he'd still shoot him, or do you think he would stop and not aim at that person?
I think he wouldn't shoot him. You see, as a psychiatrist, if you just turn this around a little bit, I've taken care of a lot of people who, through their life, have had episodes of depression. And many of these young people who do these terrible acts, in fact, they do have depression. And they, as I said, they have this sort of anhedonia, as we call it, this lack of emotion. They don't. And if you know people like this, as I have known them, the people who kill themselves are people who do not have a sense of belonging. And one of the things that a good psychiatrist does is engages that individual in a way that enables them to feel that they have a genuine partner in life.
Right.
And together we'll figure this out. And I think that with the highly competitive, are your sneakers better than my sneakers type behavior that we've managed to engage in, there's a natural competition, of course. I'm not saying competition is bad. All I'm saying is that if you have competition without meaning, then in fact, or excessive competition, parenthetically, you know, we have a burst of childhood orthopedic diseases in those who are now busily competing. Kids with bad knees from playing football at the age of 14. I mean, give me a break. This is too much for those kids. So coming back to the point, the fact is that I've never had a patient kill themselves when I knew I was engaged with that individual. It doesn't matter how depressed they were. So it's human relationships that most of the time prevent these tragedies from occurring.